right, Dave. We really talked Dave into doing this. He did not want to do this, but we voted, and it was a unanimous except for Dave. So he lost. So take it away, Dave.
Can find the right note.
Seated. It is good to have you here tonight. Christmas is a great time of the year. Amen?
Amen.
Man, I just love Christmas. And today we got here at 4. We're going to have an early practice. We can go through all the songs. And then the ground wire on the inside of my bass guitar decided to come undone. So we had no bass. And then Dave brought one back from 1912, I think, up here tonight that I was going to play. But Gage up here, wave to him, Gage. Gage said, let me take it home. He took it home, regrounded the wire, and we're back in business. So, Gage, thank you. Thank you very much. But if you're here visiting for the very first time, let me say welcome. And in the pew in front of you, there are some cards. And if you would just fill one of those cards out during the service sometime tonight, later on when Pastor Rick, our wonderful, I just love that guy. I do, man. I just love him. He sent me a text the other day. He said, I don't know if I should share this or not, but we're all friends, right? He sent me a text the other day and said, hey, Brother Ron, I just wanted to let you know there's a case of water in your office because I had been out of water. And I said, Pastor Rick, if I was there with you right now, I'd give you a kiss. And he said, come on, brother, bring it on. But we are here to have some fun tonight. And what we're going to do now is we're going to ask Christy Hiller to come up. And she is going to sing. Christy has been coming to the church, her and her husband, for a while. And she just recently had a baby. And she is just a wonderful. Give her the, which one did you use before, you remember? Green. Where's green? There it is. Give Christy the green mic. We can sit down. Christy's going to sing a beautiful song for you tonight. And please let her know how much you enjoy it after she finishes. She is such a wonderful talent, and I am so glad to have you here tonight. Take it away.
We're having trouble with our book.
Shadow, an angel.
Thank you, Christy. Does she have a beautiful voice? Man, she's got a beautiful voice. All right, let's all stand, and we're going to sing "O Little Town of Bethlehem." Everybody knows this, right? Will, you know this? No? Words are on the screen. Well, we're going to sing this. I'm glad to have my sister here to help play the piano, or to play the piano tonight to help, but to play the piano. It's always great to have her here to work with her. It's a blessing for me. But let's all sing "O Little Town of Bethlehem." All right, we'll sing it together. Two verses. Songs every week because I can hear them singing.
Yeah.
A lot of times I'm wondering if you're singing it, but I can hear you sing. We're going to do Christmas songs all the rest of the year. Amen? All right. And that means, honey, Christmas gifts just keep going. They just keep going. All right. Now, my bass guitar was being worked on when we were learning this, when we were going through it. I don't even know the arrangement. You guys, I'm just going to follow. All right. Go ahead.
Jingle bell, jingle all the way.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bell, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way.
Ha, ha, ha.
Bells on bobtail ring.
Dashing through the snow again. And can you play with some enthusiasm for Pete's sake? Jeez, oh Pete. All right, here we go. Dashing with through the snow.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way.
Ha, ha, ha.
Bells on bobtail ring, making spirit bright. What fun it is to ride and play the sleighing song tonight.
All right, now we've got a very special, you can be seated. You can be seated. That one right there, the green one. Can I introduce him first?
Yes.
What are you walking away from me for?
Oh, you want me to stand here?
Yeah. This is my niece, Stacy.
Hi.
She's been here before with her sister and another girl to sing a couple times, and I wanted to have her up here singing with us. She's just so beautiful. Man. Curtis and Debbie. Guys did a good job. But her little son, Will, look at him. He's just a killer, man. In fact, Nicholas said tonight when Will was up here singing, he'd come over to me and he said, he is going to be a lady killer. So come on up, Will. Give Will a big hand. And where are you going to keep that mic, Will?
Show us. What did Karan say?
All the way up. Stand straight. Keep your head up. And then put the mic up. There you go. There you go. What's the name of the song?
Glory.
Glory. Listen as Will sings Glory. Killer right there, Deb. Will, you can sit down now.
How do you follow that?
Yeah, how do you follow that? It's like following dog or animal tricks or a little kid singing. It's impossible to follow. That's why it's time for the offering, Pastor Rick. That was not an accident.
Yeah. Will, that was great. I love it. You can come here and sing anytime. You just talk to your Uncle Ron. And you did an awesome job. I love it. Amen. Wasn't that great? Give Will another hand. Yeah. That's great. And I love it when they take and use their talents for the Lord at a young age, and you keep right on singing. God's going to use you in a special way, and I appreciate so much. It's an opportunity for us, just some in-house tonight. We want to receive our evening offering, so gentlemen, if you'll come. It's always during the Christmas time of the year is an opportunity to give. And that's one of the ways that we worship the Lord here at First Baptist, is to be able to give and to honor Him and put Him first in our tithes and our offerings and give into missions, to Faith Promise Missions. Pray for our missionaries around the world while we get to celebrate Christmas here at home with our family and friends. Our missionaries are serving on foreign soil all around the world, serving the Lord Jesus Christ, many of them away from their families. And so just pray for all of them as they preach and worship the Lord and serve in different parts of the country. Especially, we think it's tonight, the Rose family, Billy Rose, and our missionaries out of our church, the Browns, Dale and Janet, as they're serving there in New Zealand. And just pray for them also. So let's go to the Lord in prayer as we receive the offering tonight. Heavenly Father, God, tonight we love you. We thank you for the opportunity. We can worship you through giving. And we thank you for the faithfulness of God's people in the local church that give their tithes and offerings to support the work of the local New Testament church. God, we thank you for that. Thank you for the opportunity we have to give to worldwide missions and to support the missionary works around the world, to preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, to see people coming to the Lord Jesus, to establishing local New Testament churches. And God, we do pray for the Browns tonight there in New Zealand. You'll have your hand upon them. Billy and Rose and his family are missionary to Spain. And God, just all the other missionaries that we support, just comfort them and help them, many of them many miles from home tonight and throughout this week as we go into the holiday. So we do pray now you'll bless the offering tonight, the music to follow, and as we center around the worshiping you through music and your word tonight, God, we thank you for this privilege, and don't take lightly our freedoms that we have here to be able to do that. In Jesus' name we pray and with thanksgiving. Amen.
That is so cool. I just love that. Larry, I'm switching to this one here, buddy, all right, the green one. In 2010, the Newsom household Christmas changed forever when my mom and Stacy and Curtis and Debbie and all of their grandma went home to be with the Lord, and our Christmases have never been the same since. And my mom was probably close to being as big an Elvis fan as I am. I mean, she's pretty close. I think she was pretty close. I remember the day in 1977 that he passed away. I went to my mom's and we both just sat there and cried. Now you guys might think, oh, how weird is that? Well, that's what we grew up with, listening to him. And one of my mom's all-time favorite songs was this song right here. So a few years ago, I rewrote some of the words to make it kind of about my mom and about heaven and where she's at. And do we have any Elvis fans in the building? Oh, yeah. We're going to do this for you, all right? And this really turns our guitar player Rich, I said, Rich, just turn it up and play away. So we are going to do our version with the girls and guy. Are you doing this too? Oh, man. I'm thinking, holy cow. All right, so let's give this a shot. Go ahead, take it away, Rich.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue just thinking about you. Decorations of red, I love green Christmas tree. Won't be the same, Mom, if you're not here with me. And when those blue snowflakes start falling, that's when those blue memories start calling. You'd be doing all right with this Christmas of white. Oh, but I'll have a blue, 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 blue Christmas. You're up in heaven now, that's certain. But without you here at Christmas, I'm still hurting. Heaven one day I know I'll see, and see the one who died for me. But till then, I have a blue, 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 blue Christmas. Oh yeah, I have a blue, 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 blue Christmas.
Ah, it's good that Christians can get together and have fun, right? And you know what? It's just such a joy to serve our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And it's fun to sing sometimes songs like a Jingle Bells or songs like that, because those are all songs, I don't know about you, but those are songs I've grown up with since I can remember. And Will is not the only talented one in the family. And it's not his dad. And it's not his mom. So Lila, come on up. Give Lila a big hand. Come over here. Hi. Now keep this mic real close, okay?
Okay. Okay.
Tell them your name. What's your name?
Lila.
Okay. Listen as Lila sing.
Yeah.
you, Stace. All right, let's all stand. We're going to sing the first Noel. Stace, come back up. I'll give you this microphone. I can't have you here and not sing, Stace. Here we go, the first Noel. Here we go.
The first Noel, the angel did say, was to certain poor shepherds in fields as they lay, in fields where they lay, keeping their sheep on a
seated. I asked Pauline if she would play this song for us tonight, and you guys can take a break again. And I asked Pauline if she would play this. She is such a tremendous flute player. She plays the flute too, I think. But get your mic in position there, and we will not come in till fall. So my sister will play it, and you guys take it away. It's one of my favorite Christmas songs, Oh Holy Night.
Thank you.
Now you're out of air? Hey, why don't you stand up and let them see your sweater? Yeah, let them see that sweater. All right, show them that sweater. That is one wild sweater. Years and years and years and years ago, we used to sing this song, me and my sister and another gal, and we did it last year. And Will, what are you doing up here, dude? How you doing?
He didn't really have to say years and years and years ago.
It was years ago. And then last year we did this song, the three of us, and I told him I would like to do it again tonight, so about 10 to 6 we started going over it again. So we're going to try to do this. It has great words. Talks not only about the manger, but it talks about a lot of other things through the Bible. It was written by Mr. Larry Gatlin. I hope you'll enjoy this song. It's called Steps.
Steps beginning in a manger, down in bed.
Thank you. This morning in church, I took a little bit of time this morning to preach a message from the Bible, from Isaiah chapter 7. And in Isaiah chapter 7, God gave us a verse there in the Bible that talks about that God shall give us a sign, and the sign of his virgin-born son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel. It's also found over in Isaiah chapter 8 and verse 8. It's also found over in Matthew chapter 1 and verse 23, three times in the Bible. The importance of that word, God puts great importance on a name. And that name that he gave us, Emmanuel, simply is God with us. And it's true that he, you know, sent his son to die here on the cross and allowed him to come to be born of a virgin. And God, you know, it's almost hard to get your mind around that, that God, the incarnate creator God that we have, took himself and in human form, born of a virgin, and gave to us the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a powerful thing to realize that during the holiday, the most important thing you can do through Christmas is to realize that no matter where you're at, what you're doing, and what you do in life, that you can have God with you wherever you go and everything you do. And sometimes, you know, Christmas, we look forward to the holiday, we look forward to Christmas as a special time of the year. There's many people that are not looking forward to Christmas. It's going to be a hard time for them to get through Christmas. Take God with you. Let him be a part of your life on a daily basis. And you know, not only is the name Emmanuel, God with us, a very important name, but there's power in that name. And I began to think about in the Bible some things that when God, you know, God chose the name of his son, the Lord Jesus Christ. We didn't choose that. Joseph and Mary didn't choose that. And I think about this verse over here in Matthew chapter 1, verse 21. It says, talking about Mary, she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, and for he shall save his people from their sins. I think about that verse right there, and you talk about names. You know, we didn't choose our name. God gave a whole series of names to the Lord Jesus Christ. And the most important one there, Jesus, his human name, he shall save his people from their sins. That's why he came. But I find it's also another thing that's interesting in Matthew 1 right there. It talks about in verse 16, and Jacob begat Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom was born Jesus, our Savior, who is called the Christ. You know what that name represents in the Bible? It's the anointed one. So not only do we have a Savior, but we have an anointed Savior sent by God, and God named him and put him in this earth exactly at exactly the right time and the right place to die for the sin of the world. It's an amazing name when you look at it, the name of Christ, but I began to think about not only that, and if you look at the name Messiah, Messiah is really Christ, the name of Christ, the anointed one, in Hebrew. It's a powerful thing. If you've never seen it, you ought to go see it. Or if you ever get a chance to go see The Messiah, it's a powerful, powerful musical. The message, and it's absolutely awesome. I love it every time I get a chance to see that. So you think about the name of Jesus. He shall come, and he's our Savior. He shall save his people from their sin. He is Christ. He is the anointed one sent by God, and he is the Messiah. But more importantly than that, I think about, just as important as that, is God also added some names. And if you go back to Isaiah here in the Old Testament, I love the book of Isaiah because you go to Isaiah chapter 9. We were in Isaiah 7 this morning, but you go to Isaiah 9 and listen to this verse that he gave here about the names that he gave of Jesus Christ, the Anointed One, our Savior. He says in Isaiah 9 and verse 6, "And for unto us a child is born." Not just any child, a very special child, the anointed child. It is God in human flesh, the perfect child. So he says, "For unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given." God knew what he was doing when he sent his son down here to send the Lord Jesus, and knew what was going to happen when he got here, the sacrifice that would have to be paid. He was willingly allowed his son to come, to be born of a virgin, knowing that Calvary was coming, and he was going to have to pay the sin debt of the world. And so when you think about it, you know, a son is given. But he says here, "And the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. And of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this." I began to look at in Scripture here and to take a look at these names that God put into place, and they each one have a very significant importance. Not only is Jesus important, and the name of Christ is important, and the name Messiah is important, but when you think about it right here, it talks about government, and government shall be upon his shoulder. In other words, he is literally one day going to rule all the nations of the earth. Think about that. When it talks about government in Isaiah 9, he's going to rule all the nations of the world. We look at it today, and you know, we live in an evil world today, and we live in a lot of diversity today, and nations of all kinds around the world. I don't know how many nations we got, but we have a lot. But one day, there will be the nation, the government shall be under his rule, and he is King of kings and Lord of lords, and every government, every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess that he, Christ, is Lord. So when you think about government here, it's talking about future, it's talking about prophetic government, it's talking about that which is to come on his shoulder, and he will rule the nations of the world. Think about that. So that's yet to come. Another thing he put in here is our wonderful, and these kind of go in three sets of twos, by names, meaning he's called our wonderful counselor. What a powerful name. And you think about that word, wonderful counselor, I think about the supernatural wisdom that is given in carrying out the office that he's about to assume. When he comes back, when the Lord Jesus comes back, that's the next event on God's calendar, is the second coming, the rapture of the Lord Jesus Christ, and to rapture the church out and to take him home to be with him. But when he comes back and gets past the great tribulation and sets up his kingdom here on the earth, and to realize he is our wonderful counselor, and he will set up and he will rule the world, and to realize that he has that supernatural wisdom in carrying out the office that God has given to him. The next set of two words in here, not only is he our wonderful counselor, but Isaiah said here that he is our mighty God. Now think about that. He is our mighty God, and by that simple meaning, he's a powerful warrior and carries out the military exploits of what is getting ready to take place, the last great battle, and to realize that it'll be the forces of good against evil. It'll be God against Satan. It'll be God, the real Trinity of God, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, against the false Trinity. And we know he's going to reign supreme. He is our mighty God, and we know who wins when you read it at the end of the book, in the book of Revelation. Thank God he is our mighty God and he is on the throne. Not only so is he our wonderful counselor, he's our mighty God. And then the third and final thing he puts in here, if you think about it, is he is our everlasting Father. He's our everlasting Father. I look around in here tonight, and some of us sitting here in this room tonight in the year of 2016 have lost a loved one that has transitioned onto heaven. You know what takes the sting out of that a little bit, as difficult as that is to realize that we have an everlasting Father, a God that loves us, and to realize that we have to go through that doorway of death, but on the other side of death is eternity, and we have an everlasting God that gives to us everlasting life. He is our everlasting Father. A father to you and I eternally, and if you think about it, he inherited the Davidic king, as king, and has the compassion and the care for Israel. He's going to take care of the nation of Israel as an everlasting father. And then, if you will, the last thing he gives us here, he is simply the Prince of Peace. What a powerful thing to think about. The Prince of Peace. And the government of Emmanuel, God with us, will bring peace among all nations. We do not see that right now. But we will see that prophetically in the end times. He, God, our everlasting Father, our Emmanuel, God with us, is our Prince of Peace. And one day there will be peace for all. And all nations will be at peace. And we won't have to worry about all the conflicts between the nations that goes on and all the different belief systems and that. But he will rule. He is our wonderful counselor. He is our mighty God. He is our everlasting Father. He is our Prince of Peace. We serve a great God today. Amen. And I think about these verses. There's a verse over in Matthew chapter 5, Matthew chapter 6, Matthew chapter 7, a great text on the Sermon on the Mount. I love that passage of Scripture. And Jesus talks about in there to let our light to be the light of the world and to realize that the message of Christianity, the message of Christ that we just talked about, and his name, that we ought to proclaim it wherever we go. And to realize, and listen to these two verses here. It's found in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 14 and verse 15. Talking about Jesus, you've heard this many times in the Christian life, if you've been going to church any length of time. Says, ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick it giveth light unto all that are in the house. I love that verse. You gotta let your light shine. I'm praying for America like you're praying for America. I pray, you know, I told the congregation this morning, I said, I think our nation has come very, very close. That there is much evil and wickedness in the world. And I'm just praying that God will give us a window of time to do what we can do for the cause of Christ before He returns. I even see today that, or here recently this last week, that our president-elect went back to Wisconsin and boldly proclaimed, Merry Christmas. I pray we can get back to Merry Christmas and putting Christ back in Christmas and putting God back into the holidays and putting Him first in all that we do. Our wonderful Counselor, our everlasting Father, our mighty God, and our Prince of Peace, and Jesus, at the name of Jesus, one of these days, every tongue shall confess, every knee shall bow that He, Christ, is Lord of Lords. And I pray tonight, if you don't know Him, the greatest gift you'll ever receive during Christmas is the gift of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I pray that you'll open your heart, and you can do that right here tonight. If you come in here tonight and you're not yet saved, you don't know Him, you don't know the everlasting Father, you can do this. All you got to do is ask the Lord Jesus Christ into your heart and confess your sin and repent before Him and ask the Lord Jesus to forgive you and give you eternal life. As many of our congregation knows, I just laid my mother to rest and preached her funeral a week ago. And my sister was on one side of the bed, I was on the other, and as I felt her last heartbeat leave her body, I looked at my sister and I said, she's gone into eternity. I don't know why. I should have broke down crying and weeping and falling apart at her bedside. I looked at my sister and her... Wasn't a tear. It was like rejoicing and knowing that the body no longer suffers. The struggle is no longer there. The pain has gone away. And into eternity she goes. As I told our congregation, people kept asking me, are you all right? Are you okay? And I said, yeah, because I know who my everlasting Father is, my Prince of Peace, my wonderful Counselor, and so does she. And I pray tonight, my friend, if you don't know Him, I pray you'll ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart. And so here's what we want to do tonight. You know, the light of the world, we the church, we the believer, we the Christian, are to be the light of this world. And it's true, we live in an evil and a wicked world. So what we're going to do is we're going to do the candlelight part of the service. I'm going to light a candle. We're going to ask Pastor Bobby and Carrie. We'll just gather over here at the center aisle. And Brother Ron's going to help us in the music here. There's a lighter in there somewhere. There you go. I'm going to light this candle. If you really think about it, God sent His Son, amen, the Lord Jesus. And He's the light of the world, and it all starts with Him, our Savior, our wonderful Counselor, our mighty God, our everlasting Father, our Prince of Peace. And so He's the one that brought light into the world and brought the message of the gospel. And so if you light these candles, we're going to get these lit, then we're going to do this. We're going to turn down the house lights. Brother Ron's going to have some music. We're just going to go, they're going to go down each aisle. We're going to light the, if you have your candle there, you might want to gather that up. We're going to light the candle right beside you one by one. And then just hang on to it as Brother Ron leads us in some music, realizing that we, in Matthew 5, verse 14, verse 15, are to be the light of the world with the message of the gospel. Brother Ron.
Play now.
Pauline's gonna play now. I'll sing the last verse now. Here we go. Let's all sing that last verse without any music. Let's just lift our voices. Don't the candles look awesome? They look beautiful. Let's sing it.
Silent night, holy night, shepherds quake at the sight, glory.
Through life thinking that your life and your light don't matter. But if you just watch the view that we had tonight, how each row just got brighter and brighter and brighter by each light of each person. Never let your light think that your light for Jesus Christ doesn't shine or doesn't mean anything, because trust me, it does. And we are the only light that a lot of people in this world will ever see. I had the privilege last Sunday night to go hear my sister's church and Brother John, who directed the music, their program last week. And it was such a unique story because it had a manger scene. They were singing the wonderful songs from the Bible, but yet the manger scene, they had a narrator, a guy that was talking about, hey, look, this is what really happened. And then it had Mary and Joseph, and they actually came out of the manger and were talking about, yeah, this is really happening. And you know, I sat there last week in the back row, and I said, this really happened. I mean, this is the God we serve. And what we want you to know tonight is that we celebrate Christmas because he was born, absolutely. But he was born to die for the sins of the world. So never forget, we celebrate the birth, amen, we celebrate the birth, but we always have to remember that he died for us on the cross of Calvary so that all of us could have that eternal life that Pastor Rick was talking about. And it's been wonderful having you here tonight. I even had a buddy here, Dan, from, I thought he was in Arizona, but he came home just for this program. No, I know he didn't. I'm just trying to make myself feel good, Dan. But he came home to spend Christmas with his family. But years ago at my old church, when I used to do the music there, we used to always end every Christmas with this song. Where's Sue at? So I'm going to ask Sue to go to the piano. And I sing this song, and I really, I don't mean it, because I don't like snow. I am dreaming of a 75-degree sunny day in Orlando, Florida on Christmas Day. But we're going to sing White Christmas, so let's all sing this out with a smile on your face. All right, we're going to sing it. Here we go. I want to thank all of you for playing, for your faithfulness, for your giving of your talents. It'd be so easy to get up here and throw some tracks in and sing. But I'm so glad that you guys are here and you're with me. Joan, Heather, by the way, next Sunday night, Bruce Lego is going to lead the music and he's going to preach next Sunday night. But Joan, Heather, Steve, Ross, Dorothy, Stacy, Tammy, who's one of my most faithful helpers, always here helping me. Nicholas, you're a lady killer yourself. Paul on the drums, Rich on the guitar, Pauline on the flute. Dave, I love this guy, Dave on the acoustic guitar. And then our little string quartet trio over here. You won't find a better string trio anywhere, I dare you to look, of Wendy, Gage, the electrician, Chase, and my sister. Let's give them all a big hand. Pastor Rick, you're up.
If you would, let's just take our candle. You might want to put your hand behind it and blow it out. And just kind of hold that. They probably should hold it a minute before it sets up. Where do you want these when they're done? Okay, so if you just hang on to it and carry it, it'll cool off pretty quick. But on your way out that door, there's a basket, Carrie said, and you can collect those there. There's food and drinks and coffee or whatever out in the foyer. We want you to join us, get a chance to fellowship and visit a little bit. And we appreciate so much you being here with us tonight. And thank you for coming. We wish you a Merry, Merry Christmas.